سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب اليه والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers in Islam, offering short praises for our Creator, the most kind and gracious, the most merciful, and salutations upon our Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I pray in the court of Allah and seek His forgiveness. May He shower His special blessings on us in this holy month of Muharram and grant us paradise and makes us amongst His obedient, faithful, loyal servants, obeying His commandments. My dear brothers in Islam, as you are aware, this is the holy month of Muharram. And the 10th day of Muharram is known as Yawm Ashura, Yawm Ashir. The 10th day is Ashura. And it has historical significance. It is very important day, a significant day in history of Islam and pre-Islam. So in short, I would be discussing the importance of this day. And inshallah, we will be having this day on Sunday, the 10th of Muharram. So to realize what is the importance of this day, what is the historical significance of this day, I would like to be mentioning some of the points regarding this day. The first thing about this day, Allah Almighty accepted the repentance of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. When he was sent from paradise to this earth, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam tawbah, when he made the tawbah as mentioned in the Quran Pak, in the Holy Quran, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. And Adam made tawbah and repentance in the court of Allah Almighty, and his tawbah was accepted. Which was that day? That day was 10th of Muharram. First thing. Second thing, when the enemy of Allah, Namrud, who proclaimed to be a god, aliyazu billah, when Namrud put Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire, Allah extinguished that fire in which Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was put by Namrud. And that day when the fire was extinguished, that day was 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. Third thing, historically, Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam is known as Kaleemullah. Kaleemullah. Jinko Allah se baat karne ka sharaf hasil hua. The person who spoke to Allah Almighty. So Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Moses was known as Kaleemullah. He talked to Allah Almighty. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salam and gave his commandments. And that day was Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Third thing. And now fourth thing. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was tested. And he passed through a trial. And Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was restored to his health. He recovered from his problems. And that day when Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam was, his test was complete, his patience was tested. And that day when he was restored to health, that day is again 10th of Muharram. Fifth thing, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, the famous prophet known for his beauty and elegance. His beauty was his miracle. Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, he was reunited with his father Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam after a very long distance, you can say about 36 years. The father and son, they both were united after a gap of 36 years, and when they were united, that day was again 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. Similarly, my brother, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, in his time, the enemy, the worst enemy was Fir'aun. Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, saved Musa alayhi salam when he passed through the sea. Musa alayhi salam and his followers were saved, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ. And we saved Musa and those with him all together. But what happened? وَأَغْرَقْنَا أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. We drowned the others. Fir'aun with his followers were drowned in the sea. And that day when people were saved from the torment and punishment of Pharaoh, Fir'aun, that day was again Yawm Ashura. Similarly, my brothers, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he was angry with his people. He went away and then he was taken by a fish. And the day when Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was taken out from the belly of fish,
Again, that day when he recited in the fish, when he was in the belly of the fish, and he recited, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. In that darkness, fanada fi zulumat, he was in the darkness of the sea, he was in the darkness inside the fish, and even in that position, he recited Allah, he prayed Allah Almighty, and seek forgiveness, seek, sought His mercy, and Allah Almighty restored and took out Prophet Yunus alayhi salam from the belly of fish. Again, that day was day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram. Prophet Dawud alayhi salam, his tawbah was accepted. Again, that day was Yom Ashura. Hadrat Sulaiman alayhi salam was the king. His kingdom was across the world. He was ruling the whole world. When his kingdom was restored, again, that day was 10th of Muharram, Yom Ashura. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, alhamdulillah, when he are living in Malawi and other non-Muslim countries, we have to make debate and discussion with Christian brothers. As per our belief, Prophet Isa alayhi salam is not dead. Prophet Isa alayhi salam has been taken into heavens and he is still alive. As mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, we have taken you, O Jesus, towards us. So Jesus has been taken. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, those people were not able to kill Jesus. They were not able to hang Jesus. So it was not, he was not Jesus who was hanged. He was not Jesus who was killed. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَا لَهُمْ, there was another person resembling Prophet Isa alayhi salam who was killed and hanged. So Prophet Isa alayhi salam was taken towards the heaven. And that day was again 10th of Muharram, Yom Ashura. And the biggest, one of the biggest sacrifices given by the followers and the bondsmen of Allah Almighty was given by the grandson of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on 10th of Muharram, when he and many of his followers, what you can say, mercilessly slaughtered, and they were killed, and they received the honor of martyrdom. Again, that day was 10th of Muharram, when Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, the grandson of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave his life to restore the image of Islam, to show how we can support the truth and how we can fight the evil forces. A person who is on the right path should not go towards evil forces, and one should always be steadfast in following the commandments of Allah Almighty. That day when Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala achieved the martyrdom and shahada, that day was again 10th of Muharram. Similarly, one of the things I forgot, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, his ark came to rest on the Mount Judi. Again, it was 10th of Muharram. And the last thing, when the day of judgment will come, and when this dunya and this earth will in fact perish, nothing will be left, and we will be taken for accountability on the day of judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. That day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hashr. Again, that day of accountability, when it will be decided who will go to paradise, who will go to hell. Again, that day will be 10th of Muharram, day of Friday. It will be Friday and 10th of Muharram, Yom Ashura. So my brothers, after 2 days, it will be a very historical and very blessed day. And it is mentioned in the hadith, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَادِيَةَ, when somebody is fasting on this 10th of Muharram, Allah Almighty will forgive the sins of the preceding year. And similarly in the hadith, very famous hadith, أَفْدَلُ السِّيَامُ بَعْدُ, what should we do now in the Muharram? Such a historical month and such a historical day, what should we do? The first thing, you should try to fast on the 10th of Muharram. You should close your fasting by 4:30, 4:35 in the morning, the Sahri time, and you should try to fast at least on the 10th of Muharram. And if it is possible, alhamdulillah, then 9th or 11th. And you can fast more than it is good. Why? As mentioned in the hadith, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Afdalu siyam ba'da Ramadan shahrullahi al-Muharram." The best days for fasting after Ramadan is in the month of Allah, and the month of Allah is Muharram. Now for our brothers who cannot understand English, I would like to translate this hadith in Chichewa for you. To me, the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana nena kuti usala ko pambana panguyu pamwezi wa Ramadan, usala ko pambana panguyu ma pamwezi wa Ramadan, di kusala ka mwezi wa Allah wa Muharram. Such is the blessing of Muharram al-Haram. And what should we do? First, on the 10th of Muharram Sunday, we should take a bathing. We should wash our body properly, number one. When you will wash our body, scholars have said, across the year, your health will be very good, alhamdulillah. You will be excellent in health. Allah will put out all your diseases and all your problems. Second thing, if you can do fasting. Third thing, if you can do clothing a naked person, find any person who does not have proper clothes, give him proper clothing. One who gives a naked person clothing on this day, Allah will release him from the painful punishments in the life hereafter. Fourth thing, what you can do, visit a sick person. किसी बीमार की यादत करें इसमें, घर में ना बैठे, किसी नंगे शख्स को कपड़ा पहना है जिसके पास कपड़े ना हो, बीमार की यादत करें, visit a sick person. When you will visit a sick person, Allah Almighty will give you a reward which will be increasing, that will not decrease. What you can do? Fifth thing, you can place your hands on the orphan, take the care of orphan. What you can do, feed a hungry person, remove the thirst of a thirsty person, and what you will do, and when you will help a hungry or thirsty person, Allah will give you the feast of paradise. May Allah Almighty bless us to, and we should ensure that we spend especially the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura, in praying nawafil, observing fasting. May Allah accept all our prayers and makes us among the true followers, the followers of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, our predecessors, our ancestors. They sacrificed their life in the way of Allah Almighty. What we are doing? We have come here in this world just to earn our money and live a beautiful or live a pleasure life, live with pleasures? No, my brothers. At least we have to follow. We have to at least follow the faraiz and wajibah, those things which are compulsory and incumbent upon us, and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.